It's a lot of factors that go into it, so I want to, you know, get ahead of myself, but, you know, I do feel pretty well. But from last week, a ton of improvement, probably, I don't know, like 80% more improvement, because I wasn't running or anything last week, and it was really, you know, inflamed. I still got, you know, fluid in my knee and stuff like that, but it takes time for that to get out, and, you know, I'm just taking it day by day, really, you know, to see, you know, where I get from there. Yeah, I think so. I have, you know, you get used to taking care of your body, especially as a running back, you know, you get used to doing stuff like that, but, you know, your body actually, like, during the season, kind of, I found for myself that it kind of starts to feel like, okay, I need to recover faster, you know, during the week and stuff, so, you know, I just constantly just, you know, rehab and maintain, do maintenance and stuff, and, you know, by just doing that, I think the body already knows, like, there's muscle memory and that type of stuff you talk about, but I think it knows when you're trying to heal and, you know, gets in tune with trying to do that faster for you, just like you want it to. Yeah, I mean, that's always a factor, you know, if you aren't fully healed up and you go out there, then you can take, you know, one step forward and then get injured and take, you know, five steps backwards, and then, you know, that's obviously not good to come back for one game and then be out for five or six. So you don't obviously want to do something like that. I don't think I ever am 100% when I play in a game, but, you know, it just really depends on, you know, how I really feel. And then, it, you know, being like turf and not playing on grass and stuff like that. So I know there's a lot of determining factors of, you know, what goes into it. So.